Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of this show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning? Divine healing? Felt intuition? Voice of a higher power? Ever been touched by an angel? Or even experienced a near-death experience? Or had a vision that resulted into divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008, 1-888-627-6008. And I always like to say that this is a non-judgmental environment. This is a healing space. Telling your stories can possibly heal yourself and others. And I always like to say, because I really believe this, that there is a higher calling on your life. And there is. So I'd like to thank you guys for listening tonight and send you so much love. Tonight's topic is, I want to talk about our bodies and intuition. I would like to talk about both those things and how their interaction with the body and intuition and how we can learn more about our bodies and how we can, get out of trouble or find ourselves our answers or whatever it is that we need. I believe it holds in the body. And so I believe that because I believe all of us are intuitive, meaning all of us have intuition. I really believe that. And I believe that the intuition, it comes in different forms. It can come in a voice. A lot of times it comes in the body. And so I would like to talk about the body, that our bodies are more than what we think they are. And you probably already know, but I just like to get even more because I'm getting more and more and more intimate with my own bodies. And I would like for you all to do the same because, I mean, it's so much about the body, you know, we don't know. And only us, you and I can explore this. We can explore our own bodies and so much about the bodies and what we were told. A lot of it is right. A lot of it is science, but we need to redefine and we need to find out just as we need to find out about our spirituality and everything else, sexuality, whatever, with ourselves. And how we do that, we need to examine ourselves and our bodies and find out what it means to us to be human and what did it mean to us to be a spiritual being and love the body. Now, it's, you know, you have different people, how they see the body. You know, some people just see, you know, the spirit and which is fine. The spirit is fine, but the body and the spirit, you're in your body. The spirit is in the body. So it's valuable, meaning that the body is sacred. A lot of people don't think it's sacred. They really don't. You can tell we don't think it's sacred the way we treat it. And, we treat it in such where, I mean, all about what we was told and what was told to us. We need to examine more, get closer to our bodies, love our bodies, not in a, in a proud way too, but it's just more, way more to us than just looks. I mean, we come in this role and, you know, the first thing they do is look at us, which is fine. We look in the mirror and I often think, and I always ask myself different questions. You know, things like if we never looked in the mirror, we would never know how we look. Okay. And what would that be like if nobody looked in the mirror and they didn't know how they looked and they saw each other and never looked in the mirror? You wouldn't compare probably as much. But that's another thing. I'm on another tandem with that, you know. But I just want to make this point that, that the body is way more intelligent and has more wisdom than what we think. like I said, we're born, we don't know, but let's go before we even come out here. Something is going on with our molecules, the way it's, we're being, developed in the first place. There's a conversation. There's something going on anyway with our bodies, right? Before we can talk, before we get here, with the egg and all that. All that's complicated. I'm not a scientist, but I'm just saying something is already happening in conversation with the divine, with our bodies. And, I believe the body and the spirit goes together when we're down here. And since we're down here and we're in our bodies are sacred. Now you can have somebody, you know, dead and, you know, we die and you look at it and people say, oh, that's a hunk of meat or whatever, you know, not saying loved ones say it, but once you're dead, you're dead. And you look at it, but even further, after you die, that body don't stay, it's still changing in the ground. It's still doing something. It's still having conversations. It's still doing something where it dissolves itself, whatever it is that's going on, with it, that it goes to all bones and then that, the bones are still there or whatever. But what I'm saying is it's much more meat to us than anything that we were told. All the things we need to do our own self-examination, our own research on our own bodies. And, now I'm getting more close to my body. You have to love yourself. Find out, you know, more about your body and the wisdom of it. Listen to your body. It has all the answers. I mean, you think your head have all the answers? I mean, those are thoughts, you know, previous thoughts that you keep, it's just kind of repetitious if you really think about it. If you think about your thoughts and if you just ever pay attention to your thoughts, they're not new thoughts. I mean, they are the same. If you're not even paying attention to it, you can change and have new thoughts. But if you're not even paying attention or observing your thoughts, it could, like I always say, it can be an autoplay and you can just play the same thoughts over and over again. Your body has a different kind of wisdom. Whereas that thought process, you know, other people can interfere with your thoughts and the other thoughts and all that. And I always talk about, that's why you need to pay attention to your thoughts. But the body has the answer. It has the reactions at the time it's supposed to. When you're scared, it gets scared automatically. You don't have to tell it. It has its own wisdom. It has its own unique wisdom. And we need to pay attention to our bodies. I mean, I know we look at it as a lot of this, you know, we look at each other, oh, he got a pear-shaped body. She got a this and that body or a nice body or this and that. Or we just do all this talk about each other. We don't even really know about the body. It's always a comparison to you and color and all these things that really, don't really have nothing to do with, spirituality and God and all this. It's just, everybody was told that, you know, and we all just all beautiful beings from God anyway, whatever way we look, whatever, nobody ever told us that. But we know that because we come from God. All of us come from God. So we're beautiful whether we're light skinned, this color or that color. Yeah, it is beauty. Always is an ideal. It really is. Ugly is an ideal. Still, all these are ideals. And they come from different people, different perspectives. You know, you'll have somebody say Beyonce is the most beautiful person or whoever is the most beautiful person in the world. And then somebody else might say, no, she's not. Kim Kardashian is the most beautiful person. So, I'm just saying, I don't know all of it. Whoever. But you got different people saying what beauty is because they were told a certain thing of what beauty is and they were so told a certain thing of what ugly is. And all of these, yes, they play its part, but it's still ideals. It has nothing to do with the wisdom that's in the body that God gave us. It has nothing to do with who we really are. So we need to pay more attention to our bodies and love ourselves, whatever form, shape we're in. Whatever way we are right now, we should love our bodies, love ourselves. I think partly because we take it, our bodies for granted. Or we misuse our bodies in the way we see it. We talk about it. We down. We body shame. We do all kinds of things except love. Now, some of us do. I'm not saying all, but I'm just saying in general, just the way society, habit, you know, all these things that really is not that important. It's really not. It gets down to the person. It gets down to the spirit of who we are. Why are we really down here? You know, and we're in this body, and a lot of us are not in this body because our minds are so cluttered. We're not really in this body. We're not really feeling. We're trying not to feel. We're drinking. We're doing all kinds of things not to feel. You know, we're substituting everything not to feel, because we really feel like feeling will really hurt us. We feel like feeling will really kill us if we really feel. It does feel like that. Certain instances in trauma, if you think about it and feel it, but really, in reality, if you feel it, it goes through your body much quicker. You heal much faster. So you have to work with your body, work with yourself, by yourself, give yourself a chance enough to, even in morning, we so busy, we jump out of bed, we, you know, our phone is our friend. Our bodies are not truly our friend. You know, we told we got to do this to be perfect, you know, hack on it. I mean, you know, fix it, modify it. I mean, if it's okay, if it makes you feel better. But a lot of times, you'll see in some cases, it doesn't make you feel better. You do all this modification, which is fine. If you do feel better, that's fine. But a lot of times, you have these people who are just serial modifying their bodies, doing all kind of things because they don't feel good from the inside. They don't know who they are. They were told that this body was everything, which it is, but not in that way. Not in the vain way. Not in the ideal way that all these ideals came from, of what beauty is and what you got to do to chase it. If you're older, you got to hate yourself. All these ideals and beliefs, bull crap that you hear, that you just can't love yourself just the way you are, whether you're aging or not, or whether you're young or not, whatever the reason is, you're not enough in these bodies. And it's just not true. It's just not true. It's not so. And so when you know what true beauty is, and when you love yourself from the inside, you begin to love yourself from the outside just the way you are, just the way God made you. And even if you change yourself, I'm not against it. I'm not judgment or one way or another. I'm just saying some cases that don't work because they haven't worked. Now, if you work from the inside and you feel pretty good and you want to change yourself and that makes you feel a lot better and more happier, fine. You know, I have no judgment. It's not my body. You know, if it looks good to you, fine. But I'm saying this ideal of you have to be a certain kind of way. You know, you have these people that actually made themselves look like Michael Jackson or whoever. I mean, then who are you? If you didn't change yourself to look like Michael Jackson or Madonna, whoever it is that you're trying to look like, then where's your identity? Where's it? Well, you might have somebody say, yeah, you really do look like whoever these people are, celebrities are. You really do look like Jolene, whatever her name is, whoever these celebrities are that's beautiful, or that you feel that's beautiful to you, that you have to alter yourself and look just like them. They say you look just like Kim Kardashian. You look just like her. What does that say about you? Yeah, you cloned her, but what about you? What about yourself? Where's your view? So whatever ideal these people in society, Hollywood, whatever tell you have to look, or whatever the society or people in your community or whatever it is saying that it's not cool to be you or whatever, it's been so blowed up and out of control for years and centuries, whatever. We got to get to the real basic of who we are and what our bodies are for, and they are beautiful the way they aren't, the way God made us. He just decided not to make us all clone and look alike. What about that? Different shapes, sizes. I mean, that's God. He got all kinds and all types. And so that's what makes the world go around. All types. So you have to embrace yourself, what you came with, your gifts and your body. But it's much more than that is what I'm saying. It's even that whole ideal about the body. But I'm talking about working with the body for messages that's already, for wisdom that's already, and you'll find out how did my body is wisdom of this body know so much and know more than I do when you tap into it. How does this body know more than the mind knows? Because it's a different type. You're dealing with the heart on down. You're dealing with all the cells, all the bodies on down that got a wealth of information that don't just only lie in the body. It lies in the spirit, but it begins with the body. So you're dealing with a body of wisdom. You're dealing with the divine. You're dealing with God. You get your real answers from your heart and not from your head. I mean, it filters through your head. Not saying that you can't think. I'm not saying that, but your true, if you want to get the true nature answers or the true where the gut decisions, you all know it comes from the gut, and people talk about it all the time. It's not new. I'm just having a conversation. I like to have these conversations because I think it's important to have. We know that they call it the gut feeling. I have feeling, but they say it's the gut feeling because it's down in your stomach. And that's what I want to talk about, the intuition, intuitive, where you can find it. I mean, and sometimes it does. It can come as a voice. I'm not saying it can come in your head and come in certain, in your body, but mostly it's in your body if you pay attention. The answers are always, I would say it's in your body. If you pay attention to it, because you have the reactions already. If you know it's, you don't even have to tell yourself to react. When you're fearful, your heart starts beating automatically. Your body tells you everything. Whatever it is that's going on, you almost have to be thinking, I'm not going to be like this, or I'm not going to act like it, or I'm not going to be scared through your mind to control the body, because the body already has a response to it. It knows everything that's going on with you, because it's more than just a body. It's wisdom in this body. And you have to pay attention to your body. You have to love your body, nurture your body, talk to your body, and it will give you the answer. But you have to always say, be quiet, get silent, get, you know, like I said, you got a few minutes in the morning, during your meditation or around your meditation, if you meditate, maybe you don't, around your relaxation a little bit before you get up and touch your phone or get up and just scan the body, find out, am I all right today? What's going on with me? If you got a little upset stomach, you just kind of go into your body. What's going on here? What am I upset about? And then you just get silent. And your body will tell you, give you the answer. You get it. You'll get the answers from your body telling you what's going on with you. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. It'll be a different answer than you ever thought. It'll be a different answer than you ever would think that could possibly lead you to the right direction. Or you say, I never knew that. I never knew that on this particular, it can be on any subject. Your body knows it. The wisdom in your body knows it. You just ask it. But, you know, it may take a while, you know, get into the feelings and the sensations. And it's like a relationship with your body and yourself and your intuition. And then that's what where intuition coming in at. And so when you do that, you have a relationship with your body. You have more closer relationship with your heart and your intuition. You're more open to go through the day where things come up, you're calm. If you first of all, if you prayed or whatever way you do, I say pray because it's divine intervention. And so, you know, I'm going to say pray and meditate and, or seek God or in silence or whatever it is that you do to calm yourself and get into your intuition, but it's much more open. It's much more, you can feel more. You can feel, I mean, like I said, we're doing it anyway, guys. We're doing it anyway. It's just nothing new, but you're paying more attention. So when you're paying more attention, the more information come to you because it's ready for you. But you know, you're not paying attention enough to know what's going on, your signs or whatever it is that's going on. So you got to get quiet, get meditative or get in a relaxation where you can hear your body. You can hear your mind. You can hear your thoughts. And I always say you can hear God in all of this because it goes, it's hand in hand with your body and intuition and God and all that. God is always here, no matter what, but you do have to tune in because it's a whole lot of stuff pulling our attention here and there and everywhere. So you do have to tune in. And your tuning is that your attention is on. You know, so when you do that and you have love for yourself no matter what, and I'm not saying this is not easy because, you know, looking in the mirror, you know, you see flaws, you know, but it's really not all about that. I mean, yeah, you probably need to go, I need to go to the gym. I don't like it. My thighs are not, whatever. It's probably true or whatever, but that's not where the real beauty is that you're here. This is your body. You can carry this body from whatever age you are, from 18, if you're 17, 16 on up, if you're 45 or whatever age is. This is the body that you inhabit. This is the only body you're going to get. You know, so you have to love it. Seriously. You have to love this body inside out. We're not taught that. Somebody else told us we weren't beautiful or whatever, or we were beautiful. That's nice if it did. But it goes, it's still it's deeper than that. Being beautiful on the outside, you end up meeting somebody beautiful, two beautiful people. They still got to end up dealing with each other's spirit and dealing with each other. You notice that good looking guy that you was talking to, you don't even find him all that if he's not treating you right. Or the good looking woman that you love so much, and you don't even see that. You're dealing with them. You're in a relationship with them and everything. It can get all messed up if the relationship is messed up. You're not looking, oh, she's so beautiful. Why she? It's all, you're dealing with that person. None of that is important. So it's really not important. It's the person, it's you, it's the connection you have with yourself, with your body. It's more than deep. Yes, it's nice to meet somebody if they happen to have all that, but it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that ideal, I want to say. That life and body is deeper than that. So you want to get to the deeper part. You want to get to the healing part. And, in pain or healing, I'm not saying I'm a healer and all of that, but you know, you can kind of understand what's going on with your body too in those painful situations. If you just listen, find out, and you find out even foods that you need to eat, all kind of stuff comes up. The right food, that you need to eat. You might have a dream about it. Dreams play a role in all of this. And I know that, you know, that we don't really talk about it like that, but the body is a wisdom, thing. It's more than just, you know, we walking around, getting shoes. That's nice too. I mean, whatever. It's that and more. It's a spiritual inhabitants in the body. So since you're a spirit and you're a spirit of God and you're divine spirit, your body must be. It has to be sacred. Even though people don't say it. They say, we just in this body. I can't wait until we go to heaven and we just leave this body down here. It's as if this body is thrown somewhere. It's useless or something in ways that some people talk. You know, it's like, it's useless. It's just a body. No, God just don't make nothing. Everything means something. Everything has a purpose and everything has a beautiful purpose. Everything is sacred. And this body that we're carrying, that we're in, is sacred. It really is. And it's a wisdom center. And you have to really get in touch with it. And we'll tell you things through your intuition, through everything. Everything is coming through the body. It's coming to the mind too. And, you know, all that works in with together, but you can't forget about the heart. The heart and the mind and all of that goes together. But you can't leave the body out and just say, you know what? The body is just here. We just here in it. We stuck. We're not supposed to be here. No, everything have its purpose. Everything is perfect in the spiritual world. God know what he want us to do, how we can help each other, how we can, connect. We connect through body. You know, we connect through everything, through the spirit body. We connect. Sometimes when you sleep, and I don't know if this have happened to you, but I have slept and it feel like my spirit had came back in my body. I wake up. I mean, you just feel like a jerk or something, you know, but you know, you were out of your body, but you can't explain it, but it's spirit and body. Spirit and body with you. And so you have to do it all. You have to nurture the spirit and you have to nurture your body. You have to kind of, how can I say it? It's got to be connection with both. It can't be one without the other. Now, it can be one without the other when it's time for us to leave the earth and all that. Then, you know, the spirit leaves the body. But as long as we're in this body, we're anchored in it, we need to be present. We need to be present in our body, meaning that we need to know that we're here and our minds are not always elsewhere. You get more results of whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, you get it more in your present. You have to be present in your body, feeling your body, like my, back is against the chair. I feel that my feet is on the ground. I feel that I'm in here. I'm feeling myself. Most of us don't want to feel. We don't want to be in our body. We're somewhere trying to get out of our body, trying to, you know, find ways to not feel, meaning doing things, distracting. We don't want to be here. We're in the future somewhere, trying to see what we can do in the future, or we living in the past. You know, we're lost in the past somewhere in a painful situation that's taking up all our time. That's another thing. That's where your energy is at, is in the past, taking up all your energy. And you're spending all your time on what happened in the past. And it could be something bad that happened in the past. But until we release and deal with those past experiences, and that goes with the body too. Releasing is part of it. And asking the body to release and ask God to release it and let it remove those blocks so we can move forward and live in the now, live in the present. Live right here and now. That's where everything is. That's where God is. And that's where everything is happening. That's where all your blessings are. They're not in the past and they're not in the future. They're here right now. So you got to be in your body to be awake enough to hear what God is saying, the message God is giving you, the body is giving you, and everything around you. So you can move forward in your blessings in your life. You're more alert in your business. You have more answers. You know, but you got to get body conscious enough to know what your intuition is so it can tell you whether to go this or that in your business or this or that, even with your child. What do I do? What do I do? We always with these constant, choices or decisions, always. And some are easy, you know, it's no brainer, but sometimes you go up against, you know, should I move? You know, there's a job, in California and I live, in Arizona. What do I do? You know, yeah, sometimes people say, well, you know, you go where the money is at. You know, that ain't always the choice. You know, you have to go deeper. You have to go deeper in your meditation or your prayer, in your relaxation, in your body. Find out, is this the right choice? And I'm not saying it don't always seem like it's there. It's like, I don't know. But you have to really be, it's a practice. You have to constantly be dealing with your intuition in your body. It's easy. It gets easier and easier. Intuition knows that you're there. And it's just like anything else. You have to work with it. You have to practice it. You have to be friends with it. You got to be friends with your body, your intuition, everything that's spiritual and physical is in connection. That's how God got it. Why are you down here? It's all in connection. It all links together. And so since you know that, you have to get quiet and tap in. And I always say tap in. And it might be a no, maybe right now you don't know at all. And when I don't know at all with my intuition, I do nothing. You know, and even if they tell me you should do it, you only got a couple days to do it right now or whatever. Yeah, and some of those times you do have to do it, but for the most part, you have time. And if somebody tells you don't have time, I think it's a red flag. You know, there are situations where you do have to take action. But most of the time, you can gather yourself enough. You should be able to. Give me a minute. I need to think about it. Even if you got to go in the ladies' room or in males' room, you know, just think what, I mean, and you're thinking, but no, you really want to think, not think, but you really want to feel is what I'm saying. And you hear I say think so readily because that's been my life, you know, just thinking all the time. But really, you know, you're really feeling for it. You're really feeling for it. Is this the way? And sometimes you don't even have to, you can feel it right there. This is it for me. You know, you'd be right there. The intuition right there. You like, get it. It feels good. You know, and you take it. And you made a good choice. You made the right choice. But then sometime, if you have this nervous energy around you, this anxiousness, it could be telling you that too. But then you have to know it's fast. The answers are fast. They're the known answers, I call. They come to your mind fast and flashy. And yeah, take it. It's the money and, you know, and it's like, and it's some anxiousness around it. That's kind of how I know a little bit about that. It's not necessarily my intuition because there's that anxiousness around it. And so that let me know, listen, I'm too anxious. I'm not going to be able to make a right decision right now. Because when you're anxious, you could make a decision that's not good for you. Being too anxious. I need it right now. I'm going to make this decision right now. Is, you know. So to me, you need to go more body, more spiritual, more inner, and get your answer there. And like I said, some time is there and you know it and you say, boom, I'm doing it. It happened to all of us. You just know. And you don't know how you know. And that's the intuition. You just know. I know this is my house. I know that this is my mate. I know there's a knowing there. But then intuition is tricky. Sometimes it'll tell you to go down a street. You go on one way street and it just tell you something will tell you, hit you and say, you need to go left. And you say, go left for what? And then you question and you say, I'm intuitive now that I don't even question it. I'll just go left. And I'll find out later there's traffic, there's an accident, there's a something. I'm not questioning it. That's when you got so into it, you know what your intuition feels like. You know what it feels like. And that's what, guys, I'm trying to say is, know your body, know your intuition, know when your yes is your yes, and know when no is no in your body. But you have to work with it. So, you know, you have to work with what does yes feel like. And you probably already know all these years what yes feel like and what no feels like. Or, you know, indecisive. And like I said, when can't decide, usually I don't do anything until I get some kind of, and it's kind of weird then because it's like, I haven't gotten none yet. And it's kind of a weird place to be too, to be honest with you, because the intuition didn't seem to come, but you still work with it. You say, I don't know, but I'm going to still sit here. I'm going to work with myself. And y'all say, God, I ain't got all. I ain't got 20 years to get the decision, but it's not like that. If you're working with yourself and in practice anyway, it comes much faster, guys. It's just like anything else. You work with it, it comes much faster. Your your answers come out, your feelings, because you're in touch with your body, you're in touch with yourself, and you're in touch with your heart, and the heart speaks a different language than the mind. Sometimes it'll speak the same language, and that's great. You know, we're all in unison. But sometimes the mind have a lot of thoughts and different things going on. I don't know. But the heart, to me, is always right. So when I say heart, heartfelt senses, intuition, your heart is in the body. It's a body sensation. It's a body answer, you know. And so you want to, you know, get in the habit of loving this body, loving yourself, your fingers, your toes, everything is really beautiful about you, your eyes, whatever, you know. You're walking around and, you know, you have other people not even walking. Like I said, we take everything for granted. And here you have some people in wheelchair can't even do that, wishing they could do just normal things. They can't move their hands, you know. So we got to be grateful for all the things that we can do with our bodies. We can pick things up, lift things, you know. We've gotten out of just being grateful for just ourselves, our bodies, our eyesight, hearing, taste, touch, all that. And once you give the body attention, because I thank my body, I'm going to tell you, I know I go off the charts sometimes, guys. I do. But I'm going to tell you, I do. I thank my body. It works for me. If you thank it, the more thankful, the more you bless you. And I believe that if you talk to the body and tell them, thank you, heart, for beating every day. Thank you. You've been beating for me for 50 years. Thank you. Continue to be healthy. Talk to your body. It responds. I know that's crazy. But it does. It responds to you. Thank you. Just know that you're healthy. Even if you're unhealthy, you say, I know that you can, God, the Christ consciousness, the divine in me, it's got that health going on in me. Heal me, body. Heal me, God, through this body. Through this body, this divine body. And you just start thanking it. Thank you, heart. Thank you, everything. I know that's a little, but I do. I think all the organs, all of them, kidneys, all of everything that's working. I just thank all the organs within and without. Thank everything, because all of this energy, it hears you. And you would think, no, yeah, but something inside is listening and hearing. I mean, you're hearing something, your heartbeat, everything is alive. Everything. Everything is alive. You just have to have a conversation with it. And I probably had another episode where I talk about self-talk, and that's very important, talking to yourself in wonderful ways and talking to yourself in highly regard ways and being good to yourself, being good to your body and eating well. I need to learn how to do that, guys. I need to learn to eat much better than what I'm eating now. But, you know, if you pay attention to your body, you say, why do you, you know, people tell you, you know, you say, what's the purpose of me eating? Do I eat to live or do I live to eat? Just go into your body, find out what it needs. Everything, the questions, if the answers always, it comes up. You're talking to yourself anyway. You get an answer. We need to love our bodies. We love everybody else. Oh, I love this man so much. I could just breathe. I love his dirty draws. You're loving all these people and that's fine, but you don't even love yourself like that, like you love these people. You give them all the answer, give them all of you and don't give yourself all of you. Choose yourself. Choose yourself. Talk to yourself first. Get answers from them. Love and embrace your body exactly the way it is, knowing that it's beautiful and divine and come from the divine and come from the creator and has a lot to give and a lot to say, and knowing that you don't know more than your body does. It was here before you. It had wisdom making itself before you, and that's the divine in it. And so you have to treasure your body. Love it. look at it in the mirror, naked, nude, whatever. Just love it. Look at it. You say, ugh, I don't, you know, the mind is always going, you know, want to reject or whatever. And all the things that people have said to you. But it's like, what do I think about myself? If I really sat down and really find out, what do I think about myself? What do God think about me and my body? That's way more important than anybody else. What do God think of me? He made me. He made me this way. For whatever reason, it could be seeming, disfigurement or, disabled when you were born or whatever, but there was a purpose for that too. There was a purpose for everything if you're here in body, in this body. You know, there was a conversation going on before you got here. That's the way I see it. And there was already, you know, preparing you for being down here. So there's always a purpose of everything. The color, the skin, everything. All of it. So embrace your beauty, yourself, your body, and know what your body is telling you. And you all know this anyway. Your body be telling you if you're sick, something going on, you can tell what's wrong. I mean, I'm not saying nothing that's really out of the ordinary. You can sit there and say, something's wrong. My stomach is continuing to hurt. Your body letting you know. It's got more wisdom than you have. It's telling you. Otherwise, you wouldn't know. You'd be up in your head. So it's going to give you some pains to tell you, you know, something is not with us. Something is off key in here. And it'll hurt until you find out or go to the hospital or explore it, whatever. It's going to let you know. Your heart beating fast or whatever, you're having a heart attack, whatever. It's going to let you, your body going to know all this. So it's nothing that I'm saying that's kind of crazy or out there. It's just that we just take it for granted and it's just a big, you know, sex thing only, or, you know, we just supposed to just, or not like it, or whatever the reasons are, the ideals that we have given it is way much more than that. This is a wisdom space. This is a wisdom center. I just want to say, you know, it's more than that. It's just not the words that I have, but it's just wisdom. All, even in your baby finger, you cut yourself, it heals right away. You don't have to tell it, heal. No, it heals. It knows to heal. It has a wisdom in there. There's wisdom in there. Tell you exactly what it's about, but are you in tune with it? If you burn yourself, it heals right up. All this stuff. You all know that. That's why I'm saying that it's already there. The information is there for it to heal. The information is there for you to get whatever it is that you need from it. It really tell you how much you eat. If you're full, it's up to you in your mind to continue to eat after you're full. But your body already told you you was full. Everything is here within the body. It tells you everything. But it just don't stay there. Those fundamental things that we take for granted, you know, what I'm saying, it's much more. It's much more to the body than we ever could give credit for or know about, unless we tune into it, ask it questions, love it. The more you love it, the better you feel. I'm telling you, the more you praise it, meaning that you say thank you to it for being, thank you for being healthy. Even if you're not healthy, you saying thank you for being healthy, it'll get healthy. Seriously. Because you're alive and you're talking and it's talking with you. You can talk to your heart as well. Your heart is part of that intuition too. You can put your heart over your hand over your heart and talk. You have to have a relationship with yourself. Everybody else tell me have relationship with all these people. It's fine. And that's fine to have a relationship with all these people. But you really need a divine relationship with yourself and the divine that's within you, the spirit that's within you. And that's what makes the connections between other people. But you got to have your relationship with yourself. And I know you've heard that too before. have a relationship with yourself, have a relationship with yourself. And you're like, yeah, I have a relationship. I already have a relationship. I don't even understand what they're talking about. I live with myself every day. Yeah, you do. But do you have a close relationship? Have a closer relationship with yourself. Meaning really know how you feel. And when the feelings come down, when something really do happen that's really messed up, you know, or really that's concerning, or really like, oh, it's just, you feel it, right? Don't you feel it in your chest or your stomach? You feel it. You feel that event, or you feel that what just happened. You feel it. But most of the times you don't really want to feel it, because I know I don't. But I'm learning to embrace that feeling, whatever, you know, get curious about it. You're like, you already know why are you angry, but just, you know, just feel it. And the more you feel it, the quicker it relieves. And if it's still there, still stay with it. Say, yeah, I know I'm angry. I'm just going to stay with this angry feeling. You're not trying to change it. You're not trying to wish it away. You're not saying I'm not angry. You're not putting a band-aid on it. You're not trying to say put some positive talk on top of you're really feeling the way you're feeling. And whatever the reason is, you have a good reason to it, you stay with it. You stay with that feeling. You go more into that feeling. It'll change into another feeling. It'll change. Because now it's sort of subsiding, it's evaporating. And if you ask it, to relieve this anger, God, or whatever, just relieve this feeling. And maybe not right away it'll do it, but that you have a willingness to want to relieve it, because nobody wants to feel that heaviness. And you know, you just take deep breaths and relieve it. Because most of the time when that's an energy, and most of the time when you get angry, you need to feel it and you need to release it. And sometimes we don't have to talk to it. We done released it. We cuss whoever out or whatever. And you feel better. You notice it. You take that deep breath. You relieved it. But if you continue to think about it, you can, also have those feelings again. So, you need to release it. All of it. And let it go through your what? Through your body. Through your body. Because that's the only way. Because we can get trapped with our energy in our body. And that's why I'm talking the way I'm talking, because you can have blocks and trapped in. And, you want to let that go. If it's become negative, that's when your sickness and all that stuff be trapped up in it. You know what I'm saying? It's trapped all in your body. You have not released that negativity. And it can cause all kinds of. If you feel like you got a heavy heart attack, you got too much stress going on, you have not released anything, you have not meditated, calm yourself down, got calm enough to release a lot of these feelings, it do turn into illness. I really believe that. I really believe that that's where the energy is trapped. Unhealed, unrest, and you didn't get a chance to, or you didn't deal with it, you didn't address it, and it's still trapped. And those thoughts are still trapped in there. And that's energy too. And so, you know, we need to have a relationship with our body, relationship with our inner world, our inner selves, and become more and more into the divine, into Christ consciousness, more into the spirit and integrating. That's the word I meant to say. We need to integrate. We're already integrating, but consciously. You know what I'm saying? Consciously. Integrate that spirit and that body. Don't be away from that body like that. Integrate the two. Let them merge into one. And release all the unwanted energy. And I have a feeling that we're going to be doing it until we die, but we at least we'll know how to do it. We won't get trapped into it. And we know how to feel our intuition in our heart, in our most decisions, you know, in our dying decisions or whatever it is, or just small decision, whatever it is that we need to fill it in, we need to have a relationship with our bodies and ourselves. And I'm just getting more and more into my body and myself, and I feel much better. I feel much alert in my body. I feel much intuitive. Like I said, I don't even question it. I have an intuition, nudge. I just follow it. You know, it could be not even, but I just follow it automatically because I know it's going to lead me for my greater good. And sometimes I mess up and don't listen, but I've just trained myself, and I want you guys to do the same thing. Have a relationship with yourself and your intuition. Have a relationship with your body and love yourself just the way you are. But, that does it for us now. And, my next show will be, May the 29th, 2021, 8 o'clock, PM Central Time. And I want you to have a wonderful week, you guys. Good relationship with your body and intuition and with the divine. I love you and have a good night.